News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The government is shelving plans to introduce a directly elected mayor for Dublin over fears it could become a launchpad for contentious would-be populist politicians such as Conor McGregor. Joining us now is Eoghan O'Malley, Associate Professor of Politics at DCU on this. Good morning to you, Eoghan. Tell me what you make of this idea that someone like the potential for someone like Conor McGregor to run for mayor is putting us off holding the election.
Well, I think there is a potential that somebody like him would run for mayor, but that's democracy in a way. And I think the government is possibly underestimating the public, because if they think that somebody like Conor McGregor would have a chance of winning, I think they're wildly wrong. We can see in Limerick, you know, there is a tendency not to vote for party candidates, to vote for an independent. And so John Moran won in Limerick, but he's a very sane human being who's kind of doing his best for Limerick City. And I think that's what would happen in Dublin, is that the people of Dublin would end up voting for somebody, you know, the right person.
Is there something a bit off, Eoghan, about the idea that we wouldn't hold an election because we're afraid, because we might not like the person who would win? Is that not how democracy works?
Exactly. Yeah. In order, it's completely off. And I mean, we can see it across Europe now with liberal democracies are sort of, I mean, we saw an election in Romania being cancelled because, you know, they didn't like who looked like was going to win. We can see with in France, Marine Le Pen is being probably, we're seeing an example of lawfare where she's been probably going to be taken off the ballot paper. And this is the sort of thing we used to give out about in kind of in Hungary.
That is what was attempted as well in the US. I mean, I'm not trying to stick up for President Trump in any way, but there was definitely an attempt to tie him up in enough legal cases that perhaps he wouldn't run. I mean, I think that's probably fair to say, isn't it?
Yeah, and it was a case of that. And it didn't end well because it ends up proving the other side's point. You know, they kind of said, oh, they won't let me run. And so it gives ammunition to what are essentially extremist politicians. And so I think it would be better if in this case, if the government and if governments generally just trusted the public, because the public probably usually get it right.
Yeah. Could there be other issues as well, though, in terms of a directly elected Dublin mayor? And what I mean by that is there's no point in having a titular head with no power. At least I think most people would agree and that is the case. And also that's kind of what we have now. So if there was a directly elected mayor, presumably they would have to have some powers given to them. Is there an issue, do you think, where centralised government doesn't want to see that happen?
There's a bit of that. And again, we can see in Limerick what is happening is that, so we have a directly elected mayor in Limerick and he doesn't have control of the council, and the council is kind of not exactly going along with maybe some of his plans. And so this idea of just directly electing a mayor and then that'll make everything better is probably mistaken. And what we see across Europe, in Paris, in Madrid, is that they're not directly elected mayors, but they're very powerful mayors who are appointed who are the kind of leaders of their party, who form a coalition in the way that you have a kind of a Taoiseach is appointed by a majority in the Dáil. You have a mayor who is appointed by a majority on the city council.
A bit like what we have now, but you're saying just with more powers.
But not a titular head, somebody who's an executive mayor, who's got power, who's going to be there for 5 years, not just kind of something that's handed over every year.
Would you favour us having a mayoral, I suppose, system where they had power, where they could, you know, this idea of a city czar, that they would be advocates for the city in a way that is different to currently? Is that good and advantageous to cities, do you think?
Oh, it obviously is, because it means that at least, you know, we give out about lots of things about the city, but, you know, there's a guy called Richard Shakespeare who runs the city. Nobody knows his name. What do you do now? And there's no accountability.
We know his name here in News Talk Breakfast. We've interviewed him several times. But yes, you're quite right. Most people wouldn't. But are you saying, but you do think that I suppose, power being given to somebody in that role would be a good thing?
Yes, accountability is important to democracy. Works to a large extent. And the things that we give out about the way the city has been run, we at least then we have somebody to blame.
Okay. I suppose lastly, to bring it back to the likes of Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor appears to be the focus for a lot of people's populist politician concerns here, you know, that they a run for the presidency, a run for mayor. You think trust us more on that issue, but obviously there could be other people out there in the mix too who could be far right, who could be anything. Is that a reason to change the system, or is that a reason to move away from, you know, allowing people to run? You think no?
No, we need to be able to trust people that they make the correct will make the correct call. I don't think there's any chance Conor McGregor would ever get elected to anything, any public office in Ireland. And you know, we already have extremist politicians in the Dáil. I mean, there's three Trotskyites who are, you know, on most people's minds pretty extreme. But it's not bad to have those voices as well.
We seem less afraid of the far left though than of the far right.
Yeah, we do. And I don't think that is wise. I think we should probably be allow ourselves to listen. And if there are people, if people are willing to vote for people on the far right, are kind of ethno-nationalists, we might need to kind of try and think about and understand why they are voting that way and maybe react to it rather than just try and close down electoral prospects for them.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Eoin O'Malley there, Associate Professor of Politics at
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.